Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. This week, we've covered why cash flow matters more than ever, the anatomy of cash flow with every line item, the key metrics of cap rate and cash-on-cash return, and screening tools like the 1% rule. Today, we're bringing it all together with a practical, step-by-step underwriting process for evaluating cash flow properties in today's market. Underwriting is the process of analyzing a property's financial performance to determine whether it meets your investment criteria. It's where you move from quick screening to detailed analysis. Strong underwriting can help investors make more informed decisions and avoid unnecessary risk. It's how you avoid bad deals, identify good opportunities, and make informed investment decisions. Today, I'm going to walk you through our complete underwriting process, step by step. We'll cover how to gather the data you need, how to build a cash flow analysis, how to stress test your assumptions, and how to make a go or no-go decision. By the end of this episode, you'll have a repeatable framework for underwriting any rental property. Let's start with step one, gathering property information and market data. Before you can underwrite a property, you need accurate information. Start with the basics: purchase price, property address, property type, number of units, square footage, year built, and current condition. Next, gather income information. What is the current rent? If the property is vacant, what is the market rent for comparable properties? Request rent rolls if it's a multifamily property showing current rents for each unit. Verify rent estimates by researching comparable properties in the area, using rental listing sites, talking to local property managers, and reviewing recent lease agreements if available. Market rent estimates are projections, and actual leasing results may vary. Next, gather expense information. When available, review multiple years of operating history to identify trends and verify performance. Get the current property tax bill from the county assessor's website. Obtain insurance quotes from multiple insurance providers. Insurance availability, pricing, and coverage options vary significantly by market, carrier, and property characteristics. Contact utility companies for historical usage data if the landlord pays utilities. Get HOA documents if applicable, including financial statements and any planned special assessments. Research typical property management fees in the area. Estimate maintenance and CapEx based on property age and condition. Accurate data generally improves the reliability of underwriting assumptions and projections. Now let's move to step two, building your cash flow analysis. Start by creating a spreadsheet or using underwriting software. Your analysis should include every line item we discussed earlier this week. Start with gross rental income, monthly rent multiplied by 12 months. Subtract vacancy and collection loss using an appropriate percentage for your market. This gives you effective gross income. Next, list all operating expenses: property taxes, insurance, property management, maintenance and repairs, capital expenditures, utilities if landlord paid, HOA fees if applicable, landscaping and snow removal, pest control, legal and professional fees. advertising and leasing costs, miscellaneous expenses. Total your operating expenses. Subtract total operating expenses from effective gross income to get net operating income, or NOI. NOI calculations may vary depending on expense treatment and underwriting methodology. Next, calculate your debt service. Use a mortgage calculator to determine your monthly payment based on your loan amount, interest rate, and loan term. Multiply your monthly payment by 12 to get annual debt service. Subtract annual debt service from NOI to get cash flow before reserves. Reserve requirements vary based on property condition, age, financing requirements, and investor risk tolerance. Subtract reserves from cash flow before reserves to get net cash flow. This is your bottom line, the actual cash the property will generate. Now let's move to step 3, calculating key metrics. With your cash flow analysis complete, calculate your key performance metrics. Cap rate, net operating income divided by purchase price. Cash on cash return, annual net cash flow divided by total cash invested. Remember, total cash invested includes down payment, closing costs, and any initial repairs or improvements. Debt service coverage ratio, net operating income divided by annual debt service. Also calculate your expense ratio, total operating expenses divided by effective gross income. This tells you what percentage of income goes to expenses and helps you verify whether your expense assumptions are reasonable. These metrics allow you to evaluate the property's performance and compare it to other opportunities. Now let's move to step 4, stress testing your assumptions. Conservative underwriting means testing how the property performs under less favorable conditions. This is critical for understanding your downside risk. Stress test 1. Increase vacancy. What happens if vacancy is 2% or 3% higher than you assumed? Does the property still cash flow? Stress test 2. Increase expenses. What if property taxes increase by 10%? What if insurance doubles? What if maintenance costs are 20% higher than estimated? Run scenarios with higher expenses to see how it impacts cash flow. Stress test 3. Lower rents. What if you can only achieve 95% of your projected rent? Does the property still meet your criteria? Stress test 4. Higher interest rates. If you're getting financing, what happens if rates are 1% higher than expected? How does that impact your cash flow and cash on cash return? Stress test 5. Major capital expenditure. What if the roof needs replacement in year 2 or the HVAC system fails? Do you have adequate reserves to handle major expenses? If the property still performs reasonably well under these stress scenarios, it's a more resilient investment. If modest changes in assumptions materially impact projected performance, investors may want to evaluate whether the risk aligns with their investment objectives. Stress testing helps you understand the range of potential outcomes and your margin of safety. Now let's move to step 5, evaluating market fundamentals. Property-level cash flow is important, but you also need to evaluate the market. Research job growth and economic diversity in the area. Are major employers hiring or laying off? Is the economy diversified or dependent on one industry? Research population trends. Is the population growing, stable, or declining? Research rental demand and vacancy rates. Is there strong demand for rentals? What's the typical vacancy rate in the area? Research supply and demand dynamics. Is new construction increasing supply? Are there barriers to new development? Research neighborhood trends. Is the neighborhood improving, stable, or declining? Research property taxes and local regulations. Are property taxes stable or increasing rapidly? Are there rent control laws or other regulations that could impact your investment? Strong market fundamentals may support long-term rental demand and investment performance, although future results are never guaranteed. Market conditions can change, and past trends do not guarantee future performance. Now let's move to step 6, evaluating property condition and capital needs. Even if the numbers look good, you need to understand the property's physical condition. Conduct a thorough property inspection or hire a professional inspector. Evaluate the condition of major systems, roof, HVAC, plumbing, electrical, foundation, and structure. Estimate the remaining useful life of major components. If the roof is 20 years old and has a 25-year life, you'll need to replace it soon. Identify any deferred maintenance or immediate repair needs. Estimate the cost of any needed repairs or improvements. Factor these costs into your total cash invested and your cash-on-cash return calculation. Also consider whether any improvements could increase rents or reduce expenses. A property that needs work might be a great opportunity if you can add value, but you need to accurately estimate costs and potential returns. Inspection findings and useful life estimates are opinions and should be reviewed by qualified professionals. Now let's move to step 7, comparing to your investment criteria. With all your analysis complete, it's time to evaluate whether the property meets your investment criteria. Does it generate positive cash flow with conservative assumptions? Does it meet your minimum cash-on-cash return target? Does it have a healthy debt service coverage ratio? Is it in a market with strong fundamentals? Does the property condition align with your capabilities and risk tolerance? Does it fit your overall investment strategy and portfolio goals? If the property aligns with your criteria, it may warrant further consideration and due diligence. If it falls short in one or more areas, you need to decide whether the opportunity is still worth pursuing or whether you should pass. Investment criteria should be tailored to individual investor goals, risk tolerance, and market conditions. Now let's move to step 8, making a go or no-go decision. Based on your underwriting, you'll make one of three decisions. Decision 1, move forward with an offer. The property meets your criteria and you want to pursue it. Decision 2, negotiate or restructure. The property is close but doesn't quite meet your criteria. Can you negotiate a lower purchase price, better financing terms, or seller concessions to make the deal work? Decision 3, pass. The property doesn't meet your criteria and there's no reasonable way to make it work. Move on to the next opportunity. It's important to be disciplined and willing to pass on deals that don't meet your criteria. Maintaining discipline can help investors avoid pursuing opportunities that do not align with their objectives. Relaxing underwriting standards without sufficient justification can increase investment risk. Now let's talk about common underwriting mistakes. Mistake 1, using overly optimistic assumptions. Always use conservative estimates for income and expenses. It's better to be pleasantly surprised than to face unexpected shortfalls. Mistake 2, not accounting for all costs. Make sure you include closing costs, initial repairs, and reserves in your total cash invested. Mistake 3, ignoring market fundamentals. Market conditions should be evaluated alongside property-level performance when assessing long-term investment potential. Mistake 4, not stress-testing assumptions. If you only underwrite the best-case scenario, you won't understand your downside risk. Mistake 5, relying on seller-provided numbers without verification. Always verify income and expenses independently. Mistake 6, letting emotions override analysis. If you fall in love with a property, you may rationalize a bad deal. Stick to your criteria and trust your analysis. Mistake 7, not building in a margin of safety. Even with conservative assumptions, unexpected things happen. Make sure the property can handle surprises. Now let's talk about underwriting in today's market specifically. Today's market presents unique challenges for cash flow investors. Interest rates are significantly higher than they were a few years ago, which increases debt service and reduces cash flow. Property valuations and affordability vary significantly by market and economic conditions. Insurance costs have increased substantially in many areas due to climate risk and other factors. Property taxes continue to rise in many jurisdictions. These factors may affect cash flow projections and investment opportunities depending on market conditions. You may need to be more patient, more selective, and more creative. The suitability of strategies such as house hacking or value-add investing depends on investor experience, resources, and objectives. Consider adjusting your return expectations to reflect current market conditions while maintaining your focus on positive cash flow. Market conditions change over time, and strategies should be adapted accordingly. The key is to remain disciplined and not compromise on cash flow just to get a deal done. Now let's talk about tools and resources for underwriting. You can build your own underwriting spreadsheet in Excel or Google Sheets. Include all the line items we've discussed and build in formulas to calculate metrics automatically. There are also commercial underwriting software options like DealCheck, REIWise, or Stessa that provide templates and calculators. Software outputs are only as reliable as the assumptions and data entered into the analysis. Many investors use a combination of tools depending on the complexity of the deal. The specific tool matters less than having a consistent, thorough process. Our approach is to use a detailed spreadsheet that we've refined over years of investing. It includes every line item, automatic calculations for all key metrics, and built-in stress testing scenarios. We update it for every property we analyze, and we save each analysis for future reference. This allows us to compare properties, track our assumptions versus actual results, and continuously improve our underwriting. Let me close with this. Underwriting is the foundation of successful real estate investing. It's where you separate good deals from bad deals, where you understand your risks and returns, and where you make informed decisions. The process we've outlined today, gathering data, building a cash flow analysis, calculating metrics, stress testing assumptions, evaluating markets and property condition, comparing to criteria, and making a decision, is a framework you can use for every property you evaluate. Take the time to underwrite thoroughly and conservatively. Be disciplined about your criteria and willing to pass on deals that don't meet them. Sometimes the most valuable investment decision is choosing not to pursue an opportunity that does not meet your criteria. This week, we've built a complete foundation for understanding and analyzing cash flow. Next week, we're diving into strategies for improving cash flow, how to increase income, reduce expenses, and optimize the performance of properties you already own. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.